From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. Religious Affairs Minister Yaqut Holil Komas has asked zakat or alms committees at mosques to avoid crowding and observe strict health protocols while distributing zakat this year. As stated by Antara News Agency, the minister in a written statement on Monday stated, the ministry will monitor the collection and distribution of zakat to ensure health protocols are strictly implemented. In addition, the ministry will maximize services through online transfer by opening zakat payment accounts for the muzaki, the people who pay zakat. Furthermore, the minister also emphasized the importance of holding takbiran and eid prayers under strict observance of health protocols. He asked the public not to perform traveling takbir and instead carry out these activities in the mosque. Coordinating Minister for Politics, Law and Security Mahfud MD on Monday claimed that nearly every person in Papua, or specifically 92%, had no issue with the concept of NKRI or the Unitary State of the Republic of Indonesia. As quoted by Tempo.co on Monday, Minister Mahfud said, defiance against NKRI was only held by members or affiliates of the West Papua National Liberation Army Free Papua Movement, or TPNPBOPM, which the government has officially categorized as terrorist groups. Mahfud said the Indonesian government had constantly practiced an approach that put forth people's welfare by issuing the Presidential Instruction or INPRES number 9/2020 on accelerating the welfare in the provinces of Papua and West Papua, which was followed by the revision to the Law on Special Autonomy of Papua. The Ministry of Environment and Forestry has stressed on the need for changing public behavior and implementing better strategies to manage Indonesia's waste problem. In one day, the assumed waste production in big cities is 0.7 kg per person. Meanwhile, the assumed waste production in small cities is usually 0.5 kg per person. It was said by Director General of Waste and B3, or Hazardous and Toxic Materials Management at the Ministry, Rosa Vivin Ratnawati, told the press at the opening of the 2021 National Waste Care Virtual Festival on Monday. As quoted by Antara News Agency, she observed waste production by the community involves throwing away leftovers and single-use plastic bags, which in turn contribute to the growing pile of waste. Statistics Indonesia, or BPS, recorded an inflation of 0.13% in April 2021. According to the Deputy for Distribution and Services Statistics of BPS, Setianto, on Monday, as quoted by Antara News Agency. He remarked commodities contributing to inflation are chicken meat, cooking oil, oranges, household fuel, gold jewelry, grapes, papaya, filter, clove cigarettes, and fresh fish. Meanwhile, commodities that contributed to deflation were cayenne pepper at 0.05%, followed by red chilies and shallots at 0.02% respectively, while rice, spinach, and kale each contributed 0.01% to deflation. Of the 90 cities that registered the Consumer Price Index, 72 reported inflation, and only 18 cities contributed to deflation in April 2021. Now we move to the international news. Trinidad and Tobago said on Monday it was tightening lockdown restrictions for 3 weeks starting at midnight as the number of new COVID-19 cases hits record highs and the Caribbean Twin Island nation faces a potential shortage of hospital beds. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, Prime Minister Keith Rowley said under the new restrictions, only businesses deemed essential services, such as supermarkets, pharmacies, and financial services, would remain open for reduced hours, in addition to the key energy and manufacturing sectors. The government shut down shopping malls, cinemas, theaters, restaurants, bars, places of worship, beauty salons, and fitness centers last week in a bid to prevent the spread of the virus. Other non-essential retail and food businesses such as street food vendors will close from midnight. Britain and India announced £1 billion or $1.39 billion of private sector investment and committed to seek a free trade deal ahead of a virtual meeting between Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Indian leader Narendra Modi on Tuesday. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, the meeting replaces an in-person visit Johnson had planned to make last month to deepen cooperation as Britain seeks new trading partners after leaving the European Union. That visit was cancelled due to surging COVID-19 cases in India. The British government set out £533 million of Indian investment into Britain, including £240 million by the Serum Institute for its vaccines and sales business, and around £400 million of export deals for British businesses. We end the news with former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton that has warned of huge consequences of President Joe Biden's decision to withdraw American troops from Afghanistan. As quoted by BBC.com on Tuesday, Mrs. Clinton stated there was a risk the Taliban, the Islamist group ousted in 2001 by the U.S.-led invasion, could retake control. The U.S. aims to complete with the withdrawal by September 11. However, the Taliban have been carrying out more attacks. She also said there are consequences both foreseen and unintended of staying and of leaving. Mrs. Clinton, like Mr. Biden, a Democrat, was a strong supporter of the U.S. intervention in Afghanistan after the 9/11 attacks in 2001. Well, listener, that was the news.
Kami berjanji. sahabat sejatiku, hilangkah dari ingatanmu di hari kita saling berbagi. Dengan kotak sejuta mimpi, aku datang menghampirimu. Ku perlihatkan semua hartaku. Tak selalu berpendapat kita ini yang terhebat. Kesombongan di masa muda yang indah. Aku raja, kau pun raja. Aku hitam, kau pun hitam. Arti teman lebih dari sekedar materi.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Kembali bersama lagi di sini, di tempat yang dulu kita berjumpa. Apa kabar kawan? Lama tak jumpa, senangnya bertemu kembali. Kenangan yang dulu kita hadirkan di dalam ikatan persahabatan, tetaplah berseri dalam harmoni sebagai sahabat.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Listener, in today's Ramadan edition of Indonesian Wonder, we will take you to the Great Mosque of Al Osmani, the oldest mosque in Medan, North Sumatra. This mosque is known as the Great Mosque of Labuhan because it is located on Jalan Kolonel Yosudarso Street, kilometer 19.5, Medan Labuhan District, Medan City. Al Osmani Mosque is the Delhi Kingdom Mosque which was built by Sultan Osmani, who was in power from 1854 to 1858 AD. For this reason, this mosque was later called the Al Osmani Mosque, which is named after its founder. In this mosque, Sultan Osmani and his family often perform Friday and Eid prayers. Apart from being a place of prayer, Al Osmani Mosque has been used as a center for commemorating Islamic holidays, such as the Prophet's birthday, Isra Mi'raj, and Nuzulul Quran. This mosque is also used as a place of departure for the Hajj pilgrims who come from North Medan. When it was first built in 1854, the size of the Al Osmani Mosque was only 16 times 16 meters, with the main material of wood. In 1870, the 8th Sultan of Delhi, Mahmud al-Rashid, conducted a major restoration of the Al Osmani Mosque building with the design of a German architect, G.D. Langeres. Its size has also been expanded to 26 times 26 meters, with a capacity for 1,000 congregations. After undergoing several renovations, currently the mosque and its yard reach 1 hectare, with the main building area of 30 times 40 meters. Listener, Al Osmani Mosque has a distinctive yellow color, the pride color of the Delhi Malay Sultanate. This color is used by the Malay community as a symbol of grandeur and glory. Apart from the yellow color, there is also a green color, which is quite dominant. Green is interpreted as a symbol of Islam. The architecture of the Al Osmani Grand Mosque is quite unique because it combines building styles from the Middle East, India, Spain, Malay, and China. Chinese ornaments can be seen from the mosque doors and the pulpit. The building style from India is evident in the octagonal chopper dome, which weighs up to 2.5 tons. Inside the mosque dome, there are paintings and calligraphy that are very beautiful. Besides having beautiful architecture, this mosque also has an ancient collection of beduk, or large two-sided drum, as a means of marking the call to prayer, which is almost 100 years old, that is only used on major holidays. For example, during the month of Ramadan, this beduk is beaten during breaking the fast and every prayer time. Especially in the month of Ramadan, the Great Mosque of Al Osmani usually provides spicy rice porridge, a typical Malay culinary treat, as a menu for breaking the fast. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder over Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru, anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum, wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Siapapun yang singgah tak pernah bisa menggantikanmu. Tumbuh dewasa bersama janji untuk saling setia atas nama cita-cita jarak memisahkan kita. Semua berubah tanpamu, sulit rasanya untukku. Telah ku coba saja, ku masih selalu merindu. Ribuan malam telah berlalu tanpamu. Sudah ku coba cari pengganti dirimu, tetapi segan. Apapun yang singgah tak pernah bisa menggantikanmu.
Ada saat aku tak selalu denganmu, tapi itu tak selamanya. Cinta kita tak seperti mereka. Kita yang punya, kita yang rasakan. Aku cuma ingin kamu yang menemani hidupku sampai kita tua, hidup bahagia selama-lamanya. Aku cuma ingin kamu yang menemani malamku. Sayang, percayalah, semua akan indah pada waktunya. Tak perlu kau tanyakan perasaanku, yang pasti hanya untuk kamu. Cinta kita tak seperti mereka. Kita yang punya, kita yang rasakan. Percayalah pada cinta. Aku cuma ingin kamu yang menemani hidupku sampai kita tua, hidup bahagia selama-lamanya. Aku cuma ingin kamu yang menemani malamku. Sayang, percayalah, semua akan indah pada waktunya. Pada waktunya. Cinta, aku cuma ingin kamu yang menemani hidupku sampai kita tua, hidup bahagia selama-lamanya. Aku cuma ingin kamu yang menemani hidupku sampai kita tua, hidup bahagia selama-lamanya. Aku cuma ingin kamu yang menemani malamku. Sayang, percayalah, semua akan indah. Sayang, percayalah, semua akan indah pada waktunya. Pada waktunya. Percayalah, semua akan indah pada waktunya.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, today's music corner will present a Malay song entitled Lanau Idau by Sharifah Nur Munazia. Lanau Idau is said to be a river or small lake in Sangau Regency, West Kalimantan. Indeed, this song uses Sangau Malay language in its lyrics. The lyrics contain pantun or rhyming poetry and good advice in living life. The music itself is in moderate tempo. Well, listener, here is the song Lanau Idau by Sharifah Nur Munazia. Enjoy the song.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Boy, I've seen your heart in the darkest hour. Seen you fall apart like a dying flower. And it hurts me so, you have let me down. But I tell you that I love you, and I'll fix you up. You got demons, I got mine, but it won't break us up. Keep your head up, don't you worry, look from up above. Oh, I they can say what they want, but I love. I don't believe that no one can compare. And when you're feeling alone, no, I swear I got your back. You can count on that. I will fix you up. Into my eyes, turn the pain around. I've hurt you so, I have let you down. They can say what they want, but I love. I don't believe that no one can compare. And when you're feeling alone, no, I swear I got your back. You can count on that. I will fix you up. Demons in my mind, but it won't break us up. Keep your head up, don't you worry, look from up above. Oh, why they can say what they want, but I love. I don't believe that no one can compare. But when you're feeling alone, I swear I got your back. You can count on me. I will fix you up.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Voice of Indonesia.
I'm lonely, I can hear a thousand souls singing in salvation, shouting at the world. As my soul begins the journey, I can see the sun in glory, dancing with desires, and bless me with the love. I'm lonely, I can see the tears of hunger. Open up your eyes, open up your heart. And I lost for your love till I died.
Of Indonesia.
Hasrat, desir-desir mimpi. santun yang kau endap di jiwaku tak terasa dulu. Kini kecahkan sesaku anyaman cintamu. Terkoyak pura mataku, kamulah satu-satunya yang ternyata mengerti. Selama ini yang sedikit melupakanmu,
of Indonesia.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.